With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. After 64 people across the province were charged with counts related to online sexual exploitation of children yesterday, the Ford government says it wants to bring in legislation to better protect kids' privacy on the internet and limit their access to harmful content. It'll ask social media and technology companies to get on board. Recently, the education minister announced a ban on cell phones in schools to limit distractions. Are we bringing in the wrong international students? Well, a report by the CBC seems to suggest that we are. It says 27% of all study permits approved between 2018 and last year were for business-related programs. Only 6% went to foreign students in health sciences, medicine, or biomedicine. It's that and the skilled trades where Canada really needs workers. Minister of Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Mark Miller says he plans to raise the issue when he meets with provincial ministers tomorrow. Tecumseh might phase out its crossing guard program. It's up for debate Monday night when council meets next. It has 7 regular and 4 alternate crossing guards working near 5 elementary schools, but recruitment isn't easy because of the hours. A report to councillors suggests the town could use the savings to install pedestrian crossovers and other traffic calming measures. Chatham-Kent phased out its crossing guard program in 2016 and hasn't identified any problems since. A family with 2 small dogs are out of their home after a fire in Forest Glade. Firefighters arrived at the home on Shenandoah Crescent just before 9 yesterday morning. Unattended cooking is blamed for a kitchen fire there, and it cost $50,000 damage. Parks Canada says it's finally fixing the guardrails on the viewing tower at Point Pelee National Park. The tower closed 2 years ago because of concerns about those guardrails. It's hired a contractor, and some of the work will be done off-site to minimize the impact on visitors. In the meantime, the park and the tip of Point Pelee are still open to the public. And do you want to live longer? Well, better cut out the ultra-processed food. That includes pop, processed meat, and chips. CNN says a 30-year study showed those who ate the most had a 4% higher risk of death from any cause, including a 9% increase in the risk of neurodegenerative deaths. Not all ultra-processed foods are the same, though. The researchers say cereals and whole grain breads do have nutritional value. The Toronto Maple Leafs have fired their head coach. They're letting Sheldon Keefe go after the Leafs lost to the Bruins in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Over the past 5 years, Keefe managed to bring the Leafs to the playoffs, but the teams only reached the second round once. The Leafs haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1967. In the NHL tonight, the Rangers take on Carolina in Game 3. The Rangers are up 2-0 in that series, and the Avalanche and Stars play Game 2. The Jays and Tigers are off today. NBA Conference Semifinals has the Cavaliers and Celtics playing Game 2 and Game 2 for the Mavericks and Thunder. Showers 13 today. Showers this evening too, but clearing up overnight and down to 8. Sunny tomorrow morning, then clouds moving in around noon and up to 18. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.